The pastor who delivered the invocation at the beginning of yesterday's proceedings was Reverend Rick Warren. You'll have heard, I'm sure, about the Saddleback Church where he preaches in California. You'll probably have seen his books in many Christian booksellers, Purpose-Driven Life, the most popular among them. The BBC billed him yesterday as a conservative evangelical who was opposed to gay marriage and stated that due to the prominent role that he was holding in this service of inauguration, Warren effectively becomes the chaplain of the nation. If that is the case, then the nation will be poorly served. Rick Warren, in response to the news of Gene Robinson, the Episcopal Church of America's only openly homosexual bishop, had been selected to give a main invocation at a service on the Sunday afternoon when he would be standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, Warren issued a statement praising Obama for selecting Robinson, saying that at that stage the president-elect has again demonstrated his genuine commitment to bringing all Americans of goodwill together in search of common ground. I applaud his desire to be the president of every citizen. To add depth to his compromise on this point, Warren has been at pains to state that he is not against the gay lifestyle or their pardoning, just the redefinition of marriage that comes through all of this. Apparently, Gene Robinson has said that he will not use the Bible when praying, and stated, I will be careful not to be especially Christian in my prayer. I don't think that will require a lot of effort on his part. On the eve of the inauguration, Rick Warren spoke at the church where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. once preached, Ebenezer Baptist Church, and he urged the crowd assembled on that occasion to follow the example of King in service and in selflessness. Tomorrow, he says, when I pray the invocation for my friend, Dr. King and a whole host of witnesses will be shouting. I wonder what that whole host of witnesses made of the fact that this supposedly conservative evangelical preacher meandered on that next day through a prayer that was little better than a moral discourse, and the only notes that sounded remotely evangelical came in the closing sentence when he stated, I humbly ask this in the name of the one who changed my life, Yeshua, Jesus. The one who changed his life. What change, Dr. Warren, are you talking about? The new birth? Warren did mention those words at an earlier stage in his prayer, but in an entirely different context to John chapter 3. And as we face these difficult days ahead, he said, may we have a new birth of clarity in our aims, responsibility in our actions, humility in our approaches, and civility in our attitudes, even when we differ. It was a most disappointing contribution from a supposed evangelical pastor to make, especially given the fact that he had an audience out there ready-made, listening in with rapt attention of 2.5 billion people worldwide. A day of compromise then, and certainly not of glory.